Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, Sudan, Rumours of War. Last month, I was at the UN General Assembly in New York, and I couldn't get the Bob Marley song, War, out of my mind. This was because at each turn, delegates were talking about Sudan and war. The song was Marley's, but the words were adopted from a speech Haile Selassie had given to the UN in 1963. It was a memorable, beautifully crafted speech, and the most human element of it was the part picked up and made immortal by Bob Marley. Until the philosophy, which holds one race superior and another inferior, is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, that until there are no longer first-class and second-class citizens of any nation, that until the colour of a man's skin is of no more significance than the colour of his eyes, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, until that day, the African continent will not know peace. The Ethiopian emperor was talking about colonialism, but with war approaching in Sudan, the song remains relevant, especially as the arbitrary lines drawn in the African sands to this day continue to be fault lines. Sudan is a prime example, a country created with a Muslim Arabic north and Christian Black South, with the two speaking a variety of languages, and for good measure incorporating the Land of the Furs, or Darfur. The alarm bells are ringing in Central Africa, which is why so many people were talking about Sudan at the UN General Assembly, and why this week a delegation from the UN Security Council is heading for the region. In January, southern Sudan, which is semi-autonomous, is scheduled to hold a referendum on whether to stay within Sudan or secede and become an independent country. In 2005, the South was promised the referendum within 6 years as a key part of a truce which ended a decades-long civil war between North and South. It's widely expected the South will vote overwhelmingly for independence. With the referendum fast approaching, there's now a delay in the registration of voters and growing fears that the North will interfere in the vote. The Sudanese government is ruled by President Omar al-Bashir, who is under an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court on charges of genocide in Darfur. Experts fear that the mainly Muslim North will do everything in its power to prevent the oil-rich, mainly Christian South, from gaining independence. If so, that's expected to trigger another war, which would, in the words of one UN diplomat, make Darfur look small-scale. Fighting could also destabilise Uganda, as minority groups in the north of Uganda might want to support their ethnic cousins just across the border and possibly join them in a struggle for independence. This explains why the American UN ambassador, Susan Rice, and Britain's Mark Lyle Grant and others will visit Kampala in Uganda and the South Sudanese capital, Juba. The UN wants the vote on time and on democratic lines. Hillary Clinton has described the situation as a ticking time bomb. Time's running out. The diplomats are acting. They know it's easier to try and stop a war before it starts than once it's begun. They also know, as several diplomats told me in New York, that once it begins, who will intervene to stop it by force? No one. Humanitarian interventionism has gone out of fashion. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.